You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It seems everyone is talking about rising property taxes in some parts of Idaho. Now, the money that's being collected by counties has many homeowners worried about how they will pay their bills and stay in their homes. It has gotten to the point that legislators are now looking at multiple possibilities on how to provide more financial relief. Joining us live in studio today to talk more about this are Ada County Assessor Robert McQuaid and Opinion Page Editor at the Idaho Statesman, Scott McIntosh. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Bob, currently, who qualifies for property tax relief options?
Well, on the this program is called in the past it's been called a circuit breaker. Actually, it's now called a property tax reduction program. So the people who qualify for that, you have to own your own home, you have to live in your own home, and it has to be the primary residence before April 15th. That's one of the criteria. You have to have an income of $31,280 or less, and you have to be age 65 years of age or older, a widow or a widower, blind or a veteran with a 10% more disability, and disabled or disabled by the recognized Social Security Administration. And something that's really important is you have to apply for this annually. It's not like the homeowner's exemption where once you apply, you get it. You have to apply annually for this, and it has to be in by April 15th. I've seen many people who've not qualified for the exemption because they did not get that in time.
Scott, you literally just wrote an opinion piece in The Statesman. First, tell us a little bit about the woman that you profiled, because her story is one that I think we're hearing just all too often.
Yeah, it's a perfect example. Arvilla Harris, she's 90 years old. She's widowed. She's living on her husband's retirement account. Her house, she has a cute little house, three-bedroom, 1,300 square feet. It's the original bathroom, original carpet, original kitchen with a built-in stove from 1967. She's lived in the house for 53 years, and her assessment continues to go up because assessments are rising. Property values are rising all around her, and her house is now assessed at $245,900. And her tax bill has nearly doubled. She's almost at $2,000 a year for her property taxes right now, and it went from $1,000 a year just 7 years ago to $1,400 to $1,900 this past year, and she's just having trouble paying that bill on a fixed income. Mm-hmm.
Well, and in the piece, you also write about what was called the circuit breaker, Bob, that she's applied for this before, but like so many people, she has a misunderstanding of it.
Right. There's a part of it where you fill out your medical expenses, and I think that reduces your income basis. So you apply for, you can receive more benefit from the circuit breaker because of that. So she was under the false impression that she had to have medical expenses, and she said, well, I didn't have a lot of medical expenses, so I'm not going to probably get the circuit breaker, but that's not true. She can still get it. Now, I also talked to Ellen Dornfest, who is the property tax policy bureau chief for the State Tax Commission, and he said only about half of the people who qualify for the circuit breaker actually apply for it. And so there's another, you know, double amount of people that could apply for it and get the circuit breaker.
And Bob, that is one of the things that you're trying to get out is, I mean, that's a true fact. I mean, we're talking 50% of people that could use this.
Yes. The interesting thing, I was looking at the people who had qualified in years past. I went back to 25 years as long as I've been in office, and it's been almost 4,000 a year for the last 25 years. Well, we know what the population is that has changed in that time. And
so only like 4,000 people every year.
Yes, so it has not changed. So that to me tells me what Alan is saying, that 50% of the people are not participating in that. I think that's really right. And our goal this year is we want to increase the participation. My staff wants to do 1,000. That's a 25% increase. I think it's very ambitious. I would like to, if we could just see 400 to 500, I would be really happy. But the important thing is we need to get everybody who is eligible for that, they need to take advantage of that program.
And I want to talk a little bit more about what the legislature is now looking at, because, Scott, you also wrote about this. And one of the things that stood out to me was that, as we know, taxes, they are tied to property values. So this is also something that's being talked about in the legislature.
Right. The big thing right now, and they're going to be talking about it probably tomorrow in tomorrow's session, is a property tax freeze for 1 year. So legislators are getting tremendous pressure from their constituents to do something about property taxes. And so one of the proposals is to freeze property tax budgets for 1 year. So cities and counties can't increase their budgets. So if you've got $24 million in the Ada County Clerk's department, you're going to get $24 million again next year. You can't increase that. Another proposal is to cap the property tax increase to 3%, but that includes construction, new construction and annexation. So that would, again, just kind of limit how much cities and counties can collect. But they're trying, you know, a couple of different things. I think that still not on the table that I think really needs to be talked about is allowing school districts to collect impact fees to get new school building construction off of the property taxpayers' backs. That is one of the number one pieces of many people's tax bills that they really don't know that. They think it's all the cities and the counties. But I looked at, the West Ada School District in Star, Mike Moyle's district. The city of Star, that tax bill is only 11.8% of a person's tax bill in Star. The West Ada School District is 31.5%. So a third, Nearly a third of the tax bill is from the school district, whereas only 11.8% is the city of Star. So I think there are a lot of things that are not being talked about that I think the legislature should be talking about.
And Bob, how does that fall into place for your assessor's office when we talk about things like, okay, we're going to do a property tax freeze? I mean, I know you're just the messenger as the assessor, yes, but still.
I cannot really speak for other offices. I can't speak for the cities or the school district. If in our office, if they put a freeze on the property tax and our budget will be the same in 2020 as it was 2019, we'll make it work.
And that's what it comes down to. You'll figure out how to make it work.
Yes, we will.
And Scott, the thing that also stood out to me was in 2016, legislators capped homeowner exemptions to $100,000. However, that does not look at inflation. And in your article, just from 2016 to today, $38,000 more if inflation was put into that.
Right. If it had not been capped in 2016 and allowed to continue to change with with inflation, today I think it was $135,850 or something like that. So it would be higher. Now, the argument is that even if you exempt more homeowner taxes, that just shifts the burden around. That doesn't change the underlying problem, which is the budgets continue to grow. So that's true. And, you know, we could probably talk for another hour about the shift between residential and commercial. And we are going to be having a story coming out pretty soon in the Statesman looking at that shift. But that's also happening within particularly Ada County right now.
Go ahead,
Jim. If I could just add something here, and I know the legislature is concerned about shifting. That's an important part of it. But there is automatically a shift going on now as single-family residential is increasing in value as more people are moving into the valley. It is shifting over to the residential property owners.
And things like property tax relief, like the circuit breaker, I mean, does that really make a difference when we are seeing property taxes go up at the rate that they are going up, Bob?
Well, the property tax would certainly make a difference for the seniors, the people who need it the most. It really is a lifeline for them. Some of them are just barely able to make to purchase the necessities. And then when you throw a $2,000 tax bill on top of that, it makes it even more difficult. And this is where the circuit breaker could come in and really offer substantial relief for those people.
So, Scott, I mean, the Mrs. Harris who you profiled, I mean, what does she do when you're looking at, I mean, she's 90 years old.
Yeah. I mean, right off the bat, she should apply for the circuit breaker program. The average tax break with the circuit breaker is $650. The maximum is $1,320 right now. There's a bill pending that might be coming forward that would increase that to $2,000. But right now it's $1,320. And if she just gets the average of $650, she'd knock $650 off of her tax bill right away. And so that would bring her back down to $1,300 or so dollars. So that's the first thing she can do. If they do increase the homeowner's exemption, that'll again bring her basis down to $110,000 for her for her homeowners, her taxable value. So that again would improve her situation. So there are things that can happen to help vulnerable populations that we determine deserve to be sheltered from some of these taxes.
And Bob, why is there a difference in what someone is eligible for with the circuit breaker? In what way? Because if we know the average is about 600, but it can go all the way up to 1300, what is that based on what they will be able
that,
to use?
The benefit is based upon the income. This means tested. And the maximum income is $31,280. More you go below that, the larger the benefit will be.
So if people want to find out more about this, I mean, especially since we're talking about 50% of people who are eligible don't apply for this, what do they do?
Well, first of all, I would hope that people would start looking around. Do I know someone? Is my neighbor? Are they, you know, in their 80s or their 60s or a relative? They should really get in touch with the office, have that individual get in touch with the office to see if they might qualify for the circuit breaker. Just a simple phone call, we could quickly decide if they're going to most likely will qualify. And if they do, then we can get the material out to them. We can mail it to them. They can download it online, and we can get that out there.
So there are ways, because, I mean, that's a concern, too. I think we do so many things online these days. And yet, when we're talking about people who are elderly, sometimes that can be a whole nother obstacle.
Yes, and I believe that too. We, Donna Lacciando and I, we've met with a group of people who are very much in tune with working with the seniors, and there were some seniors there. And they said, make things available online for us. So apparently they're more savvy than we're giving them.
Well, that's good to know, right?
Yes, we're giving them credit for.
So do you have the phone number then? Because they called the county assessor's office, correct?
Yes, it's 287-7200, 287-7200.
And is this circuit breaker, is this available in all counties in the state?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's a statewide program, and the state reimburses the counties through the general fund. So it's not costing the counties anything at all.
And I ask that just because, as we know, we're seeing such an increase in the Treasure Valley, in Ada County. However, I mean, Scott, as you know, this is an issue in other areas too.
Yeah, and there's definitely fast-growing areas where property values are climbing quickly, not as quickly as Ada County, but other parts of the state, Coeur d'Alene, Pocatello, Nampa, and that's not to say even people in rural parts have trouble paying their property taxes, and that might be $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000. And so it's available to everybody.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today. We've been talking about property tax relief with Ada County Assessor Robert McQuaid and opinion page editor at the Idaho Statesman, Scott McIntosh. Scott just came out with a new opinion piece today, so get on to idahostatesman.com and read that. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.